any form of art is always a passion of mine. Drawing, painting, designing jewelry, could be music, playing the piano. That is a passion that I do every day. But the reason I call my company NJP Productions, NJP are my initials, and Productions because I do have that set design and theater production background.
Welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, Season 3, Finding, Pursuing, and Keeping Passion Alive. Just a side note, these interviews were done in December 2022 and January 2023. Just for reference, enjoy.
Hi, my Paisa Noel Show Passion Propellers and Bold Beauties. Today, I'm super excited to introduce my friend that I have met on Instagram. She's an artist, a craftist, I done made that up, a set designer, and just a cool person, a DJ, just a whole lot of different things. But anyway, her name is Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Paisa. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being on. I'm so excited. I've been wanting you on for seasons, so I'm glad the time has finally come.
Yeah, it's so nice. I really enjoy your podcast that it's also, on YouTube and you can like visually see it, not just listen to it. And I always love your outlook on things. So I was really happy you asked me to have me on your show.
Oh, thank you. And I love that you enjoy the YouTube also because I'm a visual person and I want to see faces sometimes. So I'm glad that you said the same thing.
Me too. I'm a Gemini. I like to have, options.
And also, my friends are so stunning. So I'm like, y'all got to see these faces. And of course, on this show, we talk everything passion. And we're talking about just keeping our passion alive. We need passion in our life to keep moving and to keep evolving. And it just makes life joyful. So it's so important to keep a passion in your life, whether it's new, old, whatever it is, it's just important to have one. When I say keeping a passion alive, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Well, two things do because there's a general passion that I always have, and then there's what I'm working on now, new things, So generally, it's usually just art. Any form of art is always a passion of mine, whether it's drawing, painting, designing jewelry, could be music, playing the piano. That is a passion that I do every day. I do one of them or all of them every day. Another passion, am I allowed to have a part two?
Oh, yes. And we'll dive into both.
Part A, B. The other passion right now that I'm on is my like energy healing with Reiki. I recently became certified in Reiki and just diving deeper into that energy connection. Actually, I like to combine A and B because I could bring that energy healing and it could help me with my practicing my piano and it just all kind of correlates and comes together. So, how do you like that for an answer?
I love that for an answer. Okay, we're gonna dive into both of them. But the main thing that I really liked was that you said you do one or all of them every day. That is so important. And I'm trying to work on that myself.
The art part, I just automatically do because it's just how I unwind. So, no matter what goes on in the day, at the end of the night, you'll find me drawing, painting, designing a next piece of jewelry, or actually creating the jewelry. Like I'm every night, that is something that I do. Yeah. The energy healing part is something I have to tell myself, you know what? I should practice. Let me meditate, remind myself to meditate. Because I don't do it naturally. Like I don't sit down and like, oh, just meditate. Like I'm like, okay, let me take time for me to meditate. So I'd like that to become as second nature as the art part.
Happy 2023 doing those awesome things.
But I feel good about entering this new year. I really do. And I don't make resolutions, and this isn't even a resolution. It's just this is something I think would be good for me, and I'd like to continue it. It's just a part of my well-being.
I have so many questions that I want to dive into. Well, first, let me add, Natalie has NJP Productions, which is arts and crafts and jewelry. I discovered I can't say jewelry right yet, so we're working on it. But we
I
learned
haven't
two words
tried
today.
selling it, so don't worry.
I've just gotten a lot of earrings and bracelets, and the packages are just so cool, personally written out and everything. So that's one of the main connections that I have with Natalie. And I just want to thank you for blessing us with that, because every piece of jewelry and every package is just so personal and so awesome. And I always show them off to my people at work, and they're just like, oh my gosh. And they really heal me and really help me. And so I just want to say thank you.
I appreciate that. You're very supportive of my NJP Productions from the start. And then you were just so supportive as a friend. And we found many connections, not just the love of earrings, you know. And I do, I make every piece with good intention. Even down to the packaging, when you receive it, you might just be a regular typical Tuesday and you're working and works for jerks and you got to come home. If you see this beautiful package and you open it and there's some nice notes, you just remember, you know what? The world's not too bad of a place. All right. And it just brings, if it brings just a little smile on a Tuesday, you know, and then I did my thing. It worked.
It has worked every time for me. And exactly what you said is what happened. I had so many tough times last year, and I would just get that and it would make my day. And not only mine, my coworkers at Solid, it even affected them. And I feel like it's kind of balanced my energies, because I didn't add that a lot of the earrings are all or most of them, I think, are gemstones, right?
Yeah, I mostly work with gemstones and crystals, and I do charge them under, you know, the moonlight or the sunlight in a crystal dish before I mail them. I do. I get a little, you know, crystally. I have a crystal for that. Yeah, I do.
That is so cool.
I like to put good intentions and just like kindness into it. Like, hopefully it will spread.
Yes. So what got you into the gemstones, and what made you add that into your collection?
I don't know. I've just always been drawn to crystals and shiny things, right? and I just really enjoy the energy that they bring. And I love the colors, the sparkle, and I love the meanings behind each gemstone and how it can help you. Every gemstone has a different meaning and a different purpose. When I'm wearing it, I think of it. You kind of put that in your head, and then you just continue with your day with those good intentions. And they're pretty.
And what is your favorite gemstone? Do you have a favorite?
Girl, it depends on the day.
Okay.
Gemini mood that I'm in. Okay, but I do. I am drawn to rose quartz. It's the stone of love, and I just love that specific shade of pink and the purity of it. It's not just about love and relationships, but loving yourself. I am drawn to that stone. I do work with that one a lot.
Oh, that's so cool. And my favorite pair of earrings are the rose quartz ones that I got from you. They're very special because they're my favorite. And also I got them with a gift card from another friend of ours that we met through Instagram and podcasting, Elsie and Aaron. So just all the way around, those are my favorite, very special. And once again, thanks for making my day and just setting my energy on the right path and everything.
Of course, yeah, I love them. Elsie and Aaron are just great humans, and I love the way we've all met and the support that we all give each other. It's really nice.
How did you start this, and when did you start NJP?
I've always worked with my hands, and I've always been creative. My background is in set design. I build and design sets for local theater and off-Broadway. And then during the pandemic, things went a little crazy with Broadway, and there wasn't any more shows. And I said, okay, what can I do? And you know, you had a little time. The pandemic was a crazy time, but some good came out of it. And I just got back into making jewelry. And at one point I had like 20 or 30 pieces. And I said, yeah, what am I going to do with this? I said, maybe I could start like an Instagram thing. And I did. And then I said, oh, maybe I can, you know, start my own website. And I did. And I built my own website with my husband's help, because he's good with the technology part of things. This whole process has not just been like nice to like make the jewelry, but like I said, I worked with my husband, that he helps me with things. I've met you. I've met wonderful supporters from around the country and world. Okay. Cause I've also sold in Canada. I've become friends with people in Canada just through Instagram. And it's just so refreshing, given the times and everything that's going on. It just reminds you, you know what, we're all human and we all just want good. good and kindness. And I enjoy every step of my company, from designing the pieces, actually making them, packaging them, and giving it to whoever buys it. The whole process is rewarding and it's positive, and I like it. And that's how it kind of got started. And it's been doing okay. And I've been able to go even beyond making jewelry, and I'm selling my art and my prints, and which now I turn those into stickers because I'm obsessed with stickers since I'm 8 years old. I'm thankful.
Was there any challenge with this, or was it all just pretty easy peasy?
The creative process is the easy peasy for me. That comes naturally. But it's the business end that I don't love. You know, it's being organized and the money part and just the selling part and putting yourself out there, mm-hmm. you know, and not commercials, but like advertising for yourself. Like mm-hmm. that's not something I'm used to doing. Like I said, my background is in set design. That's behind the scenes. My face is never shown. And I love that. I'm the face of my company, you know, so I have to even show my face and put myself out there and wear my things and talk about it. And even though I'm a Gemini and I can get on stage and give a speech and not be nervous, but now I got to like sell my stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I guess I have to push myself. I like to encourage others and push them and be like, oh, you're doing great. You know, but all right. Now I have to sell the stuff. So I have to get in front of that camera. So that for me is a challenge. Sometimes like, oh, I haven't really promoted myself. I probably should.
I can totally understand that, but to be honest, that's my favorite content that you have put out there. One of the favorites. You have the most beautiful pictures. You're so pretty. You have these pretty eyes and the gemstones and everything just always pop. And I am so happy that you put yourself out there and that you push yourself to do so, because I get to see you. I get to see your face and you're just so beautiful. So I'm proud. Thank you for doing that.
Well, that makes me happy to hear. I really appreciate that, because I don't have anyone to model the pieces that I make. You know, I'm just this one person, small company. So I do have to put myself out there. And I'm like, I'm not a model. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm keeping it real. I'm just like the next person. So just keeping it real. So I'm glad that you can read into that and you see that. So that makes sense. I'm doing something okay. Thanks.
And the other thing that's really cool, I love seeing the process of you like doing the stickers and the jewelry and the wall. You did some wall stuff. So it's really cool. So keep it up, please.
You know what? That's good encouragement. I will. I appreciate that. And it might sound like I'm all over the place, from jewelry to art prints to stickers. But the reason I call my company NJP Productions, NJP are my initials, and productions because I do have that set design and theater production background. And even though I started out just doing jewelry, I love to create anything with my hands. So my goal is to have a full production of all the things that I make. So little by little, as time goes by, I keep adding to the list.
Oh, I love that. Did you study art in college?
I did. I originally actually went to Penn State and I was a music major. I was going to be a music teacher. And I decided that was really more of a hobby for me. So I transferred and I graduated from the New York School of Interior Design. And I have my degree in interior design, which I worked in the field for a little bit. And then I decided I love theater. And so I did a little switch to set design.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. You are so well-rounded, so well-rounded. Let's move on to Reiki and energy work. And my first question is,
stay tuned for part 2 of Natalie on PNS.